program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. And it's Thursday, October 27th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. It's like you're getting on the flight and you're looking in the cockpit and going, who's flying this thing? Oh, man, you got to love it. All sorts of stuff going on. And if you're watching us on the reruns, we're on Rumble and Brighteon. And some of you have been taking advantage of it. You can actually, you know, see me on here doing my antics. I know it's kind of hard doing sight gags when you can't actually watch the video. So here's a great way to watch it. And see, you can actually see, if you're watching the video, what I'm holding up right now. It is a copy of my fifth edition. And I remember when I first wrote this back in 1993. This is the first book I ever wrote, called The Credit Restoration Primer. And it's now in its fifth edition, and I'm giving it away. I am not taking a dime from the proceeds of this book. I sent a whole case of books to the Power Hour, and all you have to do to get one free, and I'm not making a dime off this book. I'm giving information away, stuff that I've been using since 1993. And I got this. I actually expanded on the situation from a book I bought from a group of attorneys at a Memphis trade show in Tennessee. I happened to be there right around the turn of the that decade there, 89, 90. And I happened to have been at a trade show, at a business-to-business trade show in Memphis, and I ran into these attorneys that were selling credit repair. And I'm like, really? You can do this? Oh, yeah. We're attorneys. We do it all the time. I said, do you make any money with it? He goes, yeah, we make a little. It just depends on what you want to charge if you want to make, you know, make things happen. But the Restoration Primer is now in its fifth edition, and you get a free copy when you buy $200 or more dollars worth of products from the Power Mall, drop ship excluded. And we've got 10% off head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. We had Perry Arledge on the show yesterday. 10% off of Life Enthusiast products. We had Martin Pytella on the show the day before. We got the Miracle Skin products, Helon and Lamb Cream. We had Ron Sally on the day before that. And North American Urban Spice products. Yes, you know that Stephen Harkin's going to be on the show. And you can. There's all different ways of stocking up and getting to that $200 mark so that you can actually do this. And I know that we've got people out there that always have questions about the book and stuff that I have in it. And you are welcome to email me at support@thepowermall.com. I will get the email and I will answer your email directly regarding any questions you have about any procedures I might have used. Now, understand, and I know that I've gotten some mail from some of you, and I'm not an attorney. I cannot give you legal advice. But what I can do is try, because this is what paralegals are all about, folks. Paralegals are all about research. They're about deep diving, and I've got some people on my team, because I do have a research team of paralegals and research assistants that I have at the ready, and all I got to do is pick up the phone and make a phone call, and one or two of my paralegal people that I use to do additional research beyond what I do. These are like Alice in Wonderland, you know, diving down that rabbit hole, going after the Mad Hatter. I mean to tell you, they find stuff I would never in my life be able to find unless I have the knowledge, the wherewithal, and especially the time to do it, because research takes time. There's no doubt about it. You are any of you aficionados that like to surf the internet know exactly what I'm talking about. As far as you look in one direction, you see something, you see some links, you look at those links, you read what's there, you see something that hits a trigger somewhere, kind of weird, you don't understand it, and you're going, oh, what is this about? And then you deep dive into that. And see, those are the rabbit holes I'm talking about as far as our research. And that's one of the reasons why you are welcome to email us at support@thepowermall.com. And while you're at it, while you're emailing, why don't you ask about the links to our affiliate program that'll get you 10% when you get the link from us and you share it with all your friends and they shop at the Power Mall. We're going to give you 10% of everything they spend. We're even going to give you the software for you to track what they spend so you know what your 10% is going to look like when you get it. And you don't even have to have a website to participate in this. This is totally cool. I love this deal. We do all the work, and you get the revenue. And it's a great way to get your friends and family to shop at the Power Mall. We also have the 20% discount on the OptiVita Hemp Bundle, which is something that, you know, nobody else has. And the bundle includes organically grown pure hemp extract, topical hemp gel, and the Hemp Health Revolution book. Now, in order to get that bundle, you've got to go to thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, and you'll see it. The OptiVita Hemp Bundle, all right? And, of course, that is a drop ship item, so that does not count toward the purchase of the book, but, you know, to get the free book. The free book, I'm not making a dime. All the proceeds, you know, are derived through the sales at the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air. Because we don't depend on the government for money. Oh, God forbid. We're not like that. God is our savior here. And we depend on him for our sustenance. You got to understand, we've done this since the turn of the century, since Joyce Riley, took over with this. And I know I've talked to some listeners in Kansas City that might be listening now. We appreciate you coming over 1140 KCXL in Liberty, Missouri. The Truth Radio. And we appreciate you dialing in. In this first hour, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about. But we appreciate, again, your donations to go to thepowerhour.com, clicking the Support Us tab, or we're on GiveSendGo as well, at /thepowerhour. And you can give to keep us on the air. You can buy us a cup of coffee when you get online on thepowerhour.com and you see the Buy Me a Coffee, and you can become a team member and residually donate to the station. Because, like I said, it keeps us on the air. Susan Smith-Jones, who is a doctor, she is a PhD, and she's going to be talking about reducing sugar in the diet and sugar cravings and why it's important to do it. Well, you should see her background. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. Now, world news. It gets weirder by the minute. Every time you turn around, WHO is doing something? And I'm not talking about Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, John Entwistle, and the late Keith Moon, or whoever they have drumming for him these days. Playing through, they were at one time the loudest band on record. They had high watt amplifiers, if you remember that, way back from the 70s when they were on tour. Now we're talking about the World Health Organization, which is assembling a superpower with one health plan. It's a joint plan of action, and you know what they're going to try to do? They're going to try to incorporate food and agriculture and environment and animal health and all this other stuff into one big happy family. And we are looking at trying to come up with this initiative called the One Health Joint Plan of Action, which, folks, if you buy into this, you're buying into medical tyranny. They have a global agenda, and it includes us, and we have to say no. And the way you say no, this is where we the people get involved, because apparently we have a very dysfunctional Congress, and I'll get into that in a little bit here on the show, because I've got the whole rest of the hour to do it before we bring Susan Smith-Jones on at the top of next hour. It just gets crazier by the minute. because of everything that is happening in the United States, and it's happening in Canada in droves, even worse. It's happening in Canada. I mean, not only are they trying to take away the handguns, you look at everything that Trudeau is trying to do right now. Now they're actually wanting all these people in Canada that are depressed to be able to kill themselves. Now they're promoting assisted suicide. I know there's a lot of Canadians up there that probably wish that, you know, Kevorkian would go take out Justin Trudeau, because this guy is, he's mad. He's totally mad. If you want further proof he's mad, all I have to do is say, George in Canada, how are you, sir?
Oh, hello there. Good morning. And, you know, that Trudeau's far more than mad. He's diabolical. But, you know, that was always been my man on Power Hour for the few years I steered the ship. You know, putting listening devices off American naval ports, made in China stuff, so we could know where your boys are and kill them easier. He's a great friend. You know, putting a base in the East Coast that does rocketry with the Ukraine, so you're under the umbrella of NATO, and using the entire continent as a human shield. That's fantastic. But the war is heating up. The thief in the night is loose, and he'll be upon us very, very soon. I was quite surprised at a great website called War News 24/7. It's Greek, but usually your search engine will translate it to English for you, and you can get out of the darkness there. But Turkey's on the verge of going to war with Greece. America's flying combat air patrols over Crete, and they're trying to get Cyprus into NATO, as if Cyprus will be the defining stake in any world war or anything like that. But Turkey and Greece have been at loggerheads over that for a long, long time. And to see two NATO nations actually talking about war, Erdogan's saying quite clearly he's prepared to invade, and that the warriors are just ready to be unleashed upon these Greek islands. And all hell breaks loose there, too. But the bigger one is all hell's breaking loose in the Ukraine, and it's just so unfortunate. Poland has declared Russia a terrorist nation. They're going to move forces into the Ukraine. They're preparing to engage the Russian Baltic Fleet.
That's not good, and, George. Now we're directly getting involved in their conflict.
Well, we already are. It's just they joined the Ukrainian army or under some guys. No one can operate the weapon systems coming from the United States except NATO troops. So they're already engaged. And Russia is preparing their bomb shelters in Moscow, St. Petersburg. They have a full civil defense program. I don't see that in my neighborhood. Probably don't see it in your neighborhood either. North Nope. Korea is being threatened if they launch another one that we're going to drop stuff on them. It's quite an interesting time right now. Russia's threatening our communication satellites. And so be prepared. You know, if you don't got a roadmap, like Bugs Bunny used to say, get yourself a roadmap, because that GPS might not be there tomorrow. Guaranteed. And one of the, you know, really obscure things is Saudi Arabia is building something called The Line. It's the greatest artificial intelligence metropolis you could ever imagine. It's something I hinted at in Power Hour and talked about. The real Mountain of Moses is in Saudi Arabia, and they're tearing it down and building this giant metropolis. And it's like something beyond Star Trek. $440 billion, and when you go to the gas pumps and put a few pesos in there, I'm sure you're contributing to a lot of this. But this is something that is very, very important, because it's very biblical. You'll probably find it in what I posted, the translation of John 3 into Hebrew, the womb of Emo, the second city, metropolis to be reborn. And this is part of it. And the other big thing that, you know, it's just slipped my head when it happened, it was just true fate that I saved a great sermon from Pastor Grant Jeffrey years ago, and I was compressing a video and I just put it on so my machine wouldn't die, and I almost fell out of my chair. I had forgotten. The tribulation starts when Israel signs a peace treaty with the Antichrist. And I've always talked about these treaties that Israel and America signed with the so-called aliens, and then is that a cover for, they signed a peace treaty with the Antichrist forces that are injecting us, poisoning us, and slaughtering us en masse, and that the tribulation has started, because the things we see now have never been seen before. Our own people turning on us, and mandates, and just beating us into the ground, and starting some kind of mega war, which could, if you're a good theological scholar, look at what's happening as a war of Gog and Magog in Ukraine. And then Pastor Rick Weil says Israel is moving to a new Jerusalem in Kiev. Zelensky said that, and he did a great research project on what the Israelis are doing going into the Ukraine. And that's well worth looking at, too, because much of Bible prophecy is about what happens to Jerusalem. But if we have a new Jerusalem, it may fit the pie.
And, well, George, I want to jump in on this real quick, because you mentioned you bring Israel and Ukraine into the situation. The news reports that the media would like us to believe is that Israel is only doing like aircraft surveillance warning systems. That's all they're providing as far as technology, and they don't want to supply any military armament, but they will do that. Are we being lied to? Is there more involved in this than just what they're saying?
Well, when I look at some of the things in the most simple manners to help it get across the line to a lot of people, remember when you're in school and one guy wants you to fight against another guy or something and he tells tattles and that? Israel's doing the same kind of thing. They spill the fuel and the gasoline on the ground to get other people to do all the dirty work. You know, get Mikey to do it. And Mikey's dumb enough to pick up the sword and do it. And it's a terribly old-fashioned trick. And we fall for it still today. So they just stand back and grease the wheels and get us to slaughter each other, and which is a terrible thing. We have to take a moral high ground and stand back. In the Cuban Missile Crisis, what was full? The churches. People were praying, getting together. I was at a church yesterday. Wasn't many of us there, but, you know, we know what's coming. We know why it's coming. I was blessed to talk to an 80-something-year-old professor about how they, you know, lie about research papers and things like that, and thank him. You're the generation before me, sir. I thank you for paving the road for us, for knowledge and information. I am so grateful you were there before. And we pass on the torch now to this younger generation, because I'm a senior now, too. It's your turn to step up to the plate. Hit that ball out of the park, people. Great Christian theme song for that, about hitting the ball out of the park from the good old days. And we can do it. You just have to get up and do it. So I appeal to all of you out there, you know, pray, get on top of these things, shake the tree. It's starting to weaken a little bit, but this war stuff has to stop. There's no winners in a war.
And no, especially losers. Yeah, especially with mutual assured destruction. And the bigger problem I'm worried about, Canada, is Trudeau out there trying to disarm everyone and outlaw handguns. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to send the RCMP out? Brother. What, are RCMP going to go door-to-door and take everybody's guns away? I don't think so. There's more of you guys. There's more you guys than them.
Everybody who was tried to be contracted to go after the rifles, like the AR-15s, no company would take the contract. They went to the police. They don't want to do it.
Oh,
and the provinces are saying,
reason.
We won't put money into it.
Thank you.
So this
Thank
could
you.
Be a white
Somebody's
elephant.
Thinking logically. Yeah.
But there's a reason for it, brother. If you disarm the Canadian people, and the people are the biggest standing army in your country and my country and many others, then when the enemy comes, he comes through our gate bursting through and bursts upon your flock. And that's something I've always said. Trudeau's paving the way so that whatever enemy forces can be lured into Canada will come down the East Coast and West Coast, seal off the ports, and prevent the Navy from working and a lot of other things, and then just slowly move inland and destroy you. And Trudeau is this messenger of evil to do this. And I begged Trump on this station when it was my turn to say, buddy, you know, it's not that far of a drive to Ottawa. This man is the biggest threat to the United States. I called him a quantum enemy. He's foreign and domestic. He's domestic by treaty and foreign by nature, being in Ottawa. And there's probably no more evil force that has been unleashed upon the United States than this scoundrel who lurks in the shadows to take apart the United States of America and the rest of the free world, too. But we have to get up to the plate here and just really, really hit a few home runs and make them sweat a bit. And I believe with God's help, we can persevere, and that's why I always stay faithful to the Lord, and you know, bless you all out there in America. You're my brothers and sisters. I love you all. And sometimes I wish I could have done radio in Canada, but God made it there. So now I'm in the street up here in Canada when we have protests. You know, I'm doing street speaking and teaching the young ones up here what's going on, getting together so we have food and you know, a network of people we can depend on if it ever hits the fan, that we crawl out of the rubble and we can cope with whatever is on our plate. And I have to look at it as God's blessing there, too. I met so many great people at these protests. One story that came out, and I've had it verified, and it's happening in the United States, too. Four doctors at one of the barbecues after one of these protests in a city in Ontario said that the hospital takes the bodies of people who die, and they take them to a special place to take the clots out. And if they can't get enough clots out, they burn them without the family's consent, so no one will ever find out.
And yeah, we did get word of that.
One doctor said he had a patient go from pretty much zero to class four cancer. Monday you're diagnosed, Friday you're class four, patient died on the weekend, the government authorities are in their office Monday to take the files under threat of loss of license.
Right, we did report on that, George, and I've got another call holding here before the break. Appreciate the updates, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Helen, you're holding for me. Wow,
yes,
thank you so much.
I'll talk fast, Pilot Dave. I usually call to praise all the great products that I've supported over the last 20 years with Joyce, the unknown host, and now you. But I wanted to call and plug your book. I'm not getting a dime for it either, but it's packed with great information. It's like a credit restoration for dummies. It's pretty close to that. Very well written. It's easy to read. And I know you're all about solutions, and I'm staying all stocked up. I just wanted to give a joke now that I know that my I'm not smarter than Darlene's chickens. Do you know why the man fell in the well?
That's a good one. I'm waiting for the punchline.
Because he could not see that well.
Ah, interesting.
Ready for one more?
I'm ready for one more.
What kind of doc? Do you know what kind of doctor that Dr. Pepper was?
That's another one you're going to catch me on.
He was a physician.
No, Helen.
And I'm ready for Susan Smith Jones, because yesterday's show, it was a little depressing because it was so truthful and so enlightening. I've heard Misha before on Jeff Renton. Oh, my God, it's too much truth in one day.
I know it. God love you. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you. We're going to the break right now. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls. But Helen, if you have a question about the book, you're more than welcome to hold. We'll be right back.
Shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And welcome back to the Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, October 27th. Wow. How time flies, getting so close to the devil's holiday. Do you remember way back when I was growing up, I lived in Livonia, right outside Detroit, and my dad was working for the Aetna as a safety engineer. And they had the night before Halloween called Cabbage Night. You remember that? And in Detroit, Cabbage Night was huge because it gave kids, I call them punks, an excuse to go out and vandalize people's houses. They would go out and soap windows, TP, trees, all sorts of crazy stuff, and whoever put this idea in their head that they could go out and commit that kind of atrocity on people's homes and then the next night show up in costume expecting candy. I'm like, wow. My dad actually nabbed one of them one night, soaping his window, ran out there and grabbed the kid and called his parents and had his parents come out and had a real ass chewing in the front yard, which I just like, I was like, Dad, what's that guy doing to our window? Boy, whoosh, out he went. Well, you know, things haven't changed, but it's not necessarily just Halloween. Just Stop Oil climate activists recently spray painted across windows of luxury car showrooms in Berkeley Square, London, before police arrested them. And of course, they've also done other crazy things like go out and disrupt traffic by gluing themselves to the pavement. And I'm literally like, oh, glue yourself to the pavement? Huh. I wonder if somebody like inadvertently ran over them. Oops, I didn't see them. I felt this bump on the road, but I wonder if they'd be held liable. So I, officer, I didn't see him. He was just there. I'm just driving along and all of a sudden, kaboom, kaboom. And all of a sudden it's like, wow, what did I just hit? Well, some guy just out there protesting glued himself to the road. What a dumbass. I'm telling you, there's more ways to get people's attention other than, you know, throwing mashed potatoes on a Monet and gluing yourself to the wall. Some people have come up with some great ideas. Even our board op, Todd, came up with one. Say, you know what, just leave them there, lock up the gallery, and just evacuate everybody, lock up the gallery, and leave them there overnight and let them defecate and urinate all over themselves. That's polluting the environment. Maybe they'll think about that. Climate change activists, my foot. These kids have not, as my dad used to say, not a pot to piss in. And they still don't. If you look at the age of these youth and how they've been influenced, and you're like, God, didn't mama raise you better than that? Some of these people just, you know, they just never cease to amaze me. And then they go out and they protest stuff they don't know anything about, like abortion. They don't know anything about it. All they have to do, and then they go out and they believe what the government says, you know, my body, my choice. And then hypocritically, they turn around and they take the jab. My body, my choice. Yeah. Believe what the government tells you, because very soon, within a short period of time, you're either going to have an adverse reaction, you're going to get COVID, or you're going to die of myocardial infarction, or you're going to die of a stroke, or you're going to die of something. You know, these people are so stupid. But stupid is as stupid does, like Forrest Gump says, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Yeah, especially when you put your faith in government and not God. That's where your problem is, and that's all I got to do is look out there in the world and the way the world is and look at all these moronic people out there doing stupid stuff. I mean, you don't even have to tune in on Jackass. I don't know where they get that stuff. You know, because they have a program out there and everybody tries to copy it, and you think that by putting do not try this at home on the screen that people are going to pay attention. It's like the Tide Pod Challenge. And I'm going, wow, you people aren't trying hard enough. You want to eat a Tide Pod and see where it goes? Wow. You know what the nature of the world is these days. I can't help but laugh at the stupidity of people. Like, you know, those who want to vote for Fetterneck. I can't. The Biden administration is pulling out all the stops up there campaigning, trying to convince everybody that this man is normal. This man is anything but normal. And you look at all these people, like we said yesterday on the show, that turn around and voted for him before the debate, before they actually had a chance to process the way this guy thinks. And he goes on there and says, good night, everybody. And I am like, excuse me. And mainstream media is now either A, trying to defend him, or B, saying, okay, something's not right here. Maybe we're putting our faith in the wrong guy. And anybody that went out there and voted for him, it's just like the moms that took their kids to the drag shows, and they sit there knowing they're being videotaped, knowing it's going viral, while this drag queen dances in front of their kids talking about genitalia, thinking they're so cute, grooming their kids, and these parents sit there and grin and whatever and carry on like it's wonderful. You see, those are the deviants that I'm worried about. Those are the ones, if they're going to take their kid and expose them to this kind of crap, they deserve what they get. When their kid comes home and sticks a knife in their chest, because they've been taught by some higher education, some institution of learning, that the family unit doesn't work and you need to do something about it. I would be worried about sending your kid to a public school based on what they're learning. And if you don't take action, that kid comes home and does something vile, you know they learned it somewhere, right? Why do you have to wait until the worst happens to take action, parents? This is why you saw what you saw in Virginia and Loudoun County. This is why you see Iowa mama bears. I'm going to get Kim Reichs back on the show. I mean, when I saw her in that drag costume in front of the Ankeny, Iowa school district, I'm just like, well, there's a mom that really cares. But geez, Kim, a drag outfit in your face, baby. I mean, they're doing it to us. Turnabout's fair play, I guess. And you want to talk about nuttiness. Here is a 54-year-old Indonesian woman named Jara, who goes to work on a Sunday morning at a rubber plantation in the Jambi province of Sumatra Island and doesn't come home. And so her husband, not seeing her home, goes to the plantation, can't find her. But the police chief there shows that the husband found sandals, a knife, and a headscarf and a jacket near the plantation. So they go searching. And what do they find? They come upon a 22-foot python who has this big bulge in its stomach. Yeah. And what do you think they find when they kill the python and cut open its belly? 54-year-old Jara is inside the snake, swallowed her whole. Wow. Talk about an untimely end. Because you see the python, like a boa constrictor, crushes its prey. What an ugly way to go. It's got to crush its prey in order to ingest it. Wow. There's a visual for you. They actually have video footage on there if you want to stomach it. I'm just like, of all the ways to go. Germany, meanwhile, has agreed to sell a stake in the largest port to communist Chinese shipping giant. Believe it or not, your left-wing government of Chancellor Olaf Scholz has approved the controversial sale in the stake in the port of Hamburg, despite warnings from Germany's intelligence community on becoming over-reliant on Beijing as it previously did with Moscow. COSCO Shipping, COSCO, that's what it is right there. Wow. The Australian government, meanwhile, we're talking about $77 million in payouts for what? COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Oh, but you need to get the jab. Remember what I said about stupid is as stupid does? There you go. Yeah, let's become authoritarian and kill off half our population and know, oh, yeah, well, what about the ones that we didn't kill? Well, they got adversely affected by the vaccine, so I guess we need to pay them something. Poor bastards. I'm like, oh, come on, really? You would think that the people over there in the land down under would have a little bit more sense than to fall for this garbage, this medical tyranny, but no. Chinese cities from Wuhan in central China to Xinjiang in the northwest are doubling down on the COVID-19 curbs. Yeah, they're back to sealing up buildings and locking down districts again. China on Thursday reported the third straight day of more than 1,000 new COVID cases nationwide. Oh, we need to lock the whole place down. Shanghai's in a full-blown lockdown right now. And of course, President Joe Biden's going to sign the National Security Memorandum 15, the National Biodefense Strategy and Implementation Plan for Countering Biological Threats, Enhancing Pandemic Preparedness, and Achieving Global Health Security. Yeah, you call that a strategy? This is supposed to be a designed item to protect our country from future pandemics and biological threats? Oh, dude, seriously? Yeah, you can read about that on our email blast. We're going to give you that story. You know, there's been a massive Ebola outbreak in Africa. So You know, obviously, what have they got up their sleeve? Be wary. Weaponization of biological agents are expanding. And here's an interesting note of what's going on. You want to know what's going on with our administration? Well, they're now investigating the sanctuary states dishing out millions in unemployment benefits to illegal aliens while we, the people, suffer the effects of record high inflation. We're paying more for groceries, gas, public utilities, et cetera, et cetera, while these sanctuary states are using tax dollars and giving them away to illegal aliens via unemployment benefits. Excuse me. This is the insanity we live in right now. We have to get out and vote and change things. Right, Charles, in Ohio?
Oh, yes, sir. Things definitely need changed, and I hope you're doing well today.
Well, I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm just calling back about your guest on, I believe it was Monday, who was talking about energy. And he thought he didn't think the government was so much suppressing it, and he thought that's what I was saying. And I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to get across a message from information I've found.
I've
got a good 30 years wrapped up in this, and I'm looking at it. What it is energy and power. And like I say, power is fuel plus technology. So whether that be wood plus fire or uranium plus a reactor, it's the same thing. And that's what they're keeping from us. And it started back with, it wasn't exclusively them, but like Rockefeller and Edison. And see, he had a question too that was very good that he, see, and that's the thing about solving a puzzle like this. The pieces have got to fit top, bottom, left, and right, and then they have to fill out the whole picture. And that's what the work the information I've come across has shown me. And what I'm trying to say, part of it is that the reason he was asking why oil didn't go after electric utilities and tell on them that, hey, this isn't going to work, we need to we need a new direction. Well, the thing is, when Edison had to do something, Edison wanted to sell power, so he knew there was something important he had to do first. He had to generate power. Tesla helped him solve that. He could use Niagara Falls in New York once Tesla got AC power, demonstrated how well it worked for long-range transmission of power. But for rural areas, he needed something else. And what they did was work on that. And it's the same way most people generate power every day. What it is an internal combustion engine plus an alternator or a generator, depending on your application. But most of the power then was generated with either coal or wood, generate steam to turn a generator and generate power for Pearl Street, New York, in 1874 or 1890, or back in the 1890s, whatever, late 1800s. Well, the thing was, Edison had something else. He had a guy working for him named Thompson, who worked for him in Thompson Electric, which he acquired. And Mr. Thompson was a genius. He was a genius in a lot of things, electronics, but he knew he was on the cutting edge of automotive back then. And he designed a motor which rivaled the 100-mile-per-gallon motor, but it was even greater. It was just a high-efficiency internal combustion engine. And around the same time, other people had a light bulb, a feasible light bulb, the same time that Edison got his, but it's who gets to the patent office first. But people also had plans for this type of high-efficiency internal combustion engine, which that's the thing. That's what they had to both of them. That's what gas and electric wanted to keep away from the people of the United States because they knew something.
Charles, you're getting to it. You're getting to that. The root of the problem here is keeping it away from we the people, because, oh my God, we can't be self-sufficient now, can we? We have to depend on some utility or some corporate structure out there that wants to make a lot of money off of us and take from the fruits of our labor to enrich themselves. And this is exactly one of the reasons why. If you've got information, and I'm really seriously looking at your research, and if you have stuff that is current that people can use in this day and age to become more self-sufficient, if you would send that to support@thepowerhour.com, I would love to post some of the stuff that you've done as far as the research and share that with other people, especially if you have working models and diagrams of stuff that we can implement in our own households to save us gobs and gobs of money. I mean, that would be a wonderful thing. And because of the fact that, you know, our time is limited, and we have, and I get your points succinctly about this. I mean, everybody's got a way, and big companies, big corporate has either bought them out, stopped these plans from coming into fruition. I see these a lot about like building your own solar panels, your own solar generator, your own hydroelectric. I mean, if you have the wherewithal to share the information, please do so we can get it out there to people. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for your call. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Just fine, Dave. I hope you're good.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Yep. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Oh, a couple things. I heard a report last night that there's only a 24-day supply of diesel fuel in the country.
25 is what I'm hearing, but yes, we're in emergency situation in our strategic oil reserve because the man without a brain or a plan has sold it all, and I don't understand it, but yes, you're right about that.
Everything would stop without diesel. And then I listened to the rebroadcast yesterday, and I didn't hear the first part of what you had yesterday. And I've got several thousand dollars in Numana storage food.
Right.
Not the organic, but it begs to question many things about the business that went on between those two companies. And I see where they're both negligent, totally negligent to the customer. And anytime I've had a problem, and I've had businesses my whole life, I talk face to face with people. I don't just keep filing papers away for years and saying, "Well, nobody's answering." That was miserable to listen to that report.
You know, when we found out about Numana, and Mike Adams put this word out, and basically I'm going to very quickly allude to it, we have been telling people, because of the fact that this was a dropship item and came directly from Numana, that they have a toll-free number and they also have an address. And normally if there is a concern, I usually start out with the phone call and I repeat the phone call if I have to leave messages, and then I send them a certified letter. And generally, I tell them, look, if I don't get a phone call from you and we don't get this situation resolved, you'll be hearing from my attorneys because you misrepresented. I mean, I see a class action on the horizon. The organic food, and see, this is one of the reasons why, you know, when we had Misha on yesterday talking about organics and all of the stuff that's misrepresented. The fact that you go into the grocery store and, well, here's organic, but it's more money, and here's the regular, and it's less money. And, you know, what are people supposed to think? Well, let's see. We don't have as many pesticides. I mean, there's so many pros and cons in this game. And when you find out that we've been manipulated, it's almost the same as we the people being taken advantage of by public utilities, like Charles was just talking about. And they're hiding the truth from us, and it's all a matter of making money. Now, whether or not everybody's buying from the same guy, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We'll know. But I mean, if they're, we were on the phone yesterday with a food purveyor, and there is one common denominator that I want to bring out. We're all looking for the truth here. We all think we're buying. And like I said, I bought a whole bunch of stuff from some of these other people, not from Numana, but some of these other people. And when I read on the label bioengineered, I just scratching my head and going, what in Hades is going on here? Well, yesterday I got a truth bomb. And the truth bomb was this, Kevin. It's survival food. We hope you never have to use it. That's the truth bomb. You have it. You hope you never have to use it.
That's the amen for me, too, because I even have old Army Lurps, and I'll eat it.
Oh, wow.
It's just a get-by thing, and I never want to use them, honestly. And I never really expected I just expect the other things where he says non-GMO and things like that on my buckets.
And organic and all that. Yeah, I get it. Well, here's the thing, Kevin. Here's what we're doing. I've got a food purveyor that we're working with right now, and I cannot talk about details until it's set in stone. But they're sending me a bucket of their food, and as soon as we get it, I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to take the packets out, and I'm going to cook it. I'm going to work it because I want to see how good the product is, because God knows if you ever have to survive, I mean, nobody wants to eat beans and rice forever because you're going to get tired of it. But the thing is if there's stuff in here that is at least somewhat nutritious that gives you the caloric content you need to survive, we want to try it because the very first thing, and I tried Valley Food, and we got some of their stuff, and I paid for it. It was a nominal thing. It's the samples. Nobody's doing samples anymore because, look, it is what it is. And truth be told, if there is an issue with the recipe, and this is my biggest concern, in an emergency situation, you're going to be eating food because you're under stress. Your body's under stress, and it's going to process. A lot of this food has starch in it. A lot of this food might have GMO corn in it. It may say non-GMO, but then you look at the ingredients and the labels, and this is something that I'm just a big consumer advocate for. I don't want people to buy crap that all of a sudden is going to come back and make them sick. And this is the thing. We're going to take them out of the wrapper. We're going to cook with the stuff. We're going to see how viable it is. We're going to see how viable the recipe is, because Valley Food, I'm sorry, I ended up adding cornstarch to their soup because the recipe was off. It gave X amount of directions, and this is how much water you need to add. And I'm going to test this stuff out, folks. I'm not going to recommend something I don't believe in, and they're sending me a bucket of the stuff because I want to taste it. I want to know what's in it. And I want to be able to say, hey, I tasted the stuff. It's good. And if it says 25 years, it's in a nice sealed pouch. This is the thing that we're all relying on. We hope you never have to use it. Kevin, thank you so much for your call. Truth be told, that's the truth bomb I found out. We hope you never have to use it. We are coming up to the top of the hour break. Susan Smith-Jones will join us after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.